United taken by Byrne. Headed out to the far side. Very cleverly held by Berry, picks his man. It goes to Edwards, which is a good thing for United. A long one from Edwards down the right wing. Taylor's there. Taylor cuts inside. Flicks it forward. Still has it. And Taylor turns it back to Berry. Shoots. It's the goal. There it is.
Here is the news. So far, we know there are 23 survivors after Manchester United's air crash at Munich this afternoon. The Munich air crash. We're beginning with names of survivors. Of the crew of six and 38 passengers on board, including a baby, these are the people so far known to have survived. Of the Manchester United party, Matt Busby, manager, and the following players: Greg, Wood, Folks, J. Blancheflower, Edwards, Morgans, Berry, Charlton, Violet, and Scanlon.
We had played Red Star Belgrade and finished up a draw, which meant we were through. The first we had to land, you know the history of why we had to land in Munich?
To refuel.
To refuel, because we landed in Munich, there was no problem at all. We all got off and then sent cards. You know, sent cards home. Got on the aircraft and went down the runway the first time, and no matter what people tell you, the plane, the brakes were on. Oh, no, no, we were playing poker. That's terribly, terribly important. And I'll tell you, we were playing poker. I can see them now. Six-seater there, four-seater there. I'm with a six-seater, and I'm winning. I'm winning everything. I'm taking the mickey. And I'll tell you, Roger Byrne, Johnny Digger Berry, Liam Whelan, Ray Wood, Jackie Blanchflower, and Big Head Greg was taking the mickey and moved over to a seat across here and made up my mind, and they were giving me stick, like young people do. When we take off, I give them a chance to get their money back. And they're yapping away, miserable, so and so. Went down the runway the first time and jammed the brakes on, and the plane spun from side to side. The second time we went back, the pilot said we'd make another attempt. But the first time that it happened, when the brakes went on, I heard this terrible crash over to my right. Remember, I'd left the six yard, and sitting in front of me was the four-seater, and I could see Bill Folks' head, and Bill wouldn't be as tall as me. But I heard this terrible bang behind me. And behind the six-seater card school where I had moved across from was a lady and a baby. And I mean an infant baby. And this time we went back to the terminal. Some of the press guys were sending stuff home. Bought some stuff, cards, got back in the aircraft again. Roger Byrne, Johnny Digger Berry, Liam Whelan. And I'm saying to you now exactly what Johnny Digger Berry said. We're all going to get effing killed here. And Liam Whelan said, well, what happens, I'm ready. I wouldn't say that's exactly what was said. I, at that stage, opened the top button of my shirt, white, pulled my tie down, put my feet up in Bill Folks' seat and made sure that the back of my seat was higher than my head because the bulkhead was directly above us. We went down, and I was married with one child, and as it started to break up, I thought, I won't see my wife and my little girl again, and I can't speak German. And the strange thing was I could speak German, because I learned German at school. But there you are. I felt blood run down my head and things like that there. Thing came to a standstill or wherever it was, and I'm lying on my side. Saw a light up to my right and started to crawl up uphill towards the light. Kicked the whole bigger nook down and saw Bert Wally with his red hair. You know, a strange thing that stays with me. Bert had finished playing as a centre half because he'd lost one eye, and Bert was lying there with his eyes open. Something that sticks with you, you think, why did I not do that? Why did I not close his eyes?
The people believed to have been on the plane who are so far unaccounted for. of the Manchester United Party, Walter Crickmer, secretary, and Bert Wally, coach, T. Curry, trainer, and the following players: Byrne, Bent, Coleman, Jones, Whelan, Taylor, and Pegg.
I crawled out, and the pilot who I am stating to you now, who was crucified, Captain Jim Thane, so pucker Englishman. And his words were, he had a little tiny fire extinguisher, which you would see in the car nowadays, and he's trying to put a fire out. And when I got out through the kick through the hole, he turned and he shouted, excuse me, by the way, run, you fucking stupid bastard, it's going to explode. And he was trying to get his mate out, Captain Raymond. And I heard the child crying. The lady, Stuart S., came back, and I gave her the baby, and I said, there's people alive in there. I found a mother, and she was, Jesus Christ, I mean, how she walked, she was smashed in pieces. Business, look at his mother.
Other survivors are Mr. Peter Howard, a Daily Mail photographer, and his assistant, Mr. Elliard, both from Manchester, Mrs. Eleanor Miklos, wife of the travel agent who arranged the flight, Mrs. Verlukitz, wife of a Yugoslav attaché in London, and her baby.
Because if I'm not mistaken, she was actually pregnant as well at the time of the accident. Your act saved another life because you pulled the Serbian woman from the wreckage and her baby daughter.
Yeah.
But she was also pregnant at the time.
That's correct. Incredible.
And you got to meet them then several years afterwards.
I got to meet them. I got to meet them in another person's house down in Swansea. Nobody owes me nothing. I owe nobody nothing either. I found the boss. The boss is Matt Busby. He's propped up in the snow. Got a load of rubbish, propped him up behind it and left him there. Went a bit further and I found Bobby Charlton and Tricky Violet, and I dragged them away from where they were lying at. I found two or three more, and then I went looking for my schoolboy friend, Jackie Blanchard. I found Jackie lying, and lying on top of him was Roger Byrne without a mark on him. I got to the hospital, and then that was it. Jimmy Murphy was a wonderful, wonderful coach, and Jimmy Murphy loved the players. And we went up to the beds, and we got to Duncan's bed, and the big lad, Duncan, he was propped up in bed. They had him propped up in a V-shape, knees up, and Jimmy walked up, and I walked behind him, and Bill Foulkes. And Duncan turned his head and said, I can see him now. What time's the kick-off? And Jimmy Murphy said, 3 o'clock, son, 3 o'clock. And Duncan said, get stuck in. And then he turned around and gave such a volley to somebody, forgot we were there.
The reaction after the air disaster, the whole world was stunned, and particularly obviously in Manchester, the city was absolutely rocked to its very core. And several weeks afterwards, Matt Busby was still in hospital, and he recorded a message to be played over the PA system at Old Trafford ahead of a game with West Bromwich Albion. And they say people were crying at Old Trafford. Understandably so.
Yes. His words were roughly, I'm speaking from my bed in the Rexhar Hospital, to say that those of us who are here have been well cared for.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking from my bed in the Iser Hospital, Munich, where I have been since the tragic accident of just over a month ago. You will be glad, I'm sure, to know that the remaining players here and myself are now considered out of danger.
The biggest hurt I got was, I talked earlier about seeing Duncan and him getting stuck in. I was at home and I couldn't find the papers, and I couldn't find the papers. And then a telephone call. They asked me what I thought about. I said, what are you talking about? And then I realised why I couldn't find the papers. My wife had destroyed the papers because Duncan had died. They didn't want me to say it. That was Duncan died about, I think, 10 days after the accident.
Sadly, Harry, 23 people lost their lives in the crash. 8 of them were teammates of yours as a result of the crash, including the great Duncan Edwards. And Liam Whelan, he was a special friend of yours. a young Dubliner, just 22 years of age, who grew up in the shadows of Derrynane Park. What was he like to play with, and what was he like as a person?
Let me start off by saying there were three of us, Greg, Blanchflower and William, and we were all Paddies, whether we liked her or not. I remember training with Liam, Billy Whelan, round the pitch. I'm laughing at it now, and it's nice to laugh about sad things. And he said, in those days you were allowed two sand seats and two terraces for your family and for your friends. But I had joined a big time and didn't know you were allowed to purchase 10 tickets. So I'm training with Billy Whelan, or training around the pitch. And he said, what do you do with your tickets? And I said, I give them to the family, you know, so and so and so and so. He said, no, but the other 10. I said, what are you talking about? He said, the other 10. I said, the lad said to me, I let the lads. Oh, he said, geez, you don't do that. You can live in them for a year. I didn't know I was as green as grass. As a repeat, I'd have paid to join Manchester United. But anybody kid you that Billy Whelan could, Liam Whelan couldn't take care of himself, as making one terrible bloody mistake. Billy, Liam Whelan, yeah, good times and bad times. Sadly, didn't get a chance to fulfil it. I'm going over old ground now when I say, if I had been born, and I'm not being nice about it, if I had been born a rich man, I would have paid $25,700 to join that group of players.
They were that special.
Honestly, I was lucky enough to become one of them. I was lucky enough to play with lads. I was lucky enough for one of them to say to me, hi, big man, keep coming out. I was lucky enough that the man that signed me didn't tell me how to play and didn't tell his players how to play. He told them, if you weren't good enough, you wouldn't be here. That era, that time, not because I played in it, was the best of English football, and I joined, without the slightest doubt, the best of the best. I mean, that is my opinion. Nobody will change that. They weren't fortunate enough to be allowed to go on and prove what I believe. Yeah, yeah.
And several years later, you wrote a poem in memory of those who lost their lives in the snow in Munich that awful day back in 1958. Could you recite it for us?
Oh, I've written daft things in my head myself and done daft things. They laughed. Now, if I can remember it, they laughed and loved and played the game together. Played the game and gave it every ounce of life. And the crowds, they thronged to see such free young spirits. My good God, there wasn't many who came home. Roger Byrne, Mark Jones and Salford's Eddie Coleman, Tommy Taylor, Geoffrey Benton, David Pegg, Duncan Edwards, Dublin's own boy, Liam Whelan. My good God, there wasn't any who came home. There are those gone down that long, long road before us, but each morn we try and keep them in our sight. In memory's days, the Busby Babes are all immortal. The Red Devil's spirit lives that never died.